Hello and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Tzav. Among other mitzvot that this week's Parsha brings, we also have the Isser of eating blood, consuming blood. And it's mentioned in our Parsha and Perek Zayin in Psukim Chavav and Chav Zayin. V'chol dam lo tochlu b'chol moshvoteichem la'of la'behema kol nefesh asher tochal kol dam v'nichreta. Hanefesh ahi me'ameha, there's an iser that brings with it karet, chas v'shalom. And this is a mitzvah that applies to men and to women. It's mentioned in the Gemara in Kritut and in Masechet Chulin. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Simen Samach Hei brings it down. The Rambam brings it down. The Rambam also lists it as a mitzvah lo ta'aseh kuf pei dalid. The Sefer HaChinuch lists it as a mitzvah. And the many mefarshim discuss the meaning behind this iser. Obviously, we don't really care what the meaning is behind an Avera or any mitzvah. The reason why we do a mitzvah is because Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to do so. But sometimes it helps us to understand and to discuss the Tamei HaMitzvot in the tradition of many Rishonim and Achronim. And so in that vein, we can ask the question, what is the reason behind this iser? The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Chet tells us, as he often tells us when it comes to mitzvot and aveirot regarding eating, what we would say, you are what you eat. In other words, with certain isurim regarding foods, we are commanded to not eat them in order to not internalize the negative spiritual characteristics or attributes that are associated with them. And says the Sefer HaChinuch specifically regarding dam, he says, Yihyeh ba'achilato k'tzat kinyan b'midat achzariyut. There's a certain connection, association with cruelty, and therefore we don't eat the blood. The Ramban in Vayikra on Parshat Achremot says that when one eats blood, tihyeh ovi v'gasut b'nefesh ha'adam. That's in Yud Zayin Zayin. There's a certain gasut haruach in a person when they eat blood, and the Ramban says something slightly different in that also in Achremot, Perek Yud Zayin Yud Bet, where he quotes the Rambam that we're going to quote in a moment, but then he also says that the Isser is based upon a sensitivity of the lifeline, because the nefesh, the lifeline of a person, of all living things, that we must remember. Even though we are allowed to shecht animals for food, we must still be aware, we must still be cognizant of the fact that they, like us, are living creatures with life-giving blood in them. The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim Chelek Gimel Perek Mem Vav describes the Isser and explains the Isser of blood in general. He says the Torah is Derachea Darchei Noam, and it was given in response to a custom that was prevalent among Ovdei Avodah Zarah at the time. They would eat blood during their rituals. And says the Rambam, and I'm quoting a translation from Friedlander, the law, the Torah, which is perfect in the eyes of those who know it and seeks to cure mankind of these lasting diseases, forbade the eating of blood and emphasize the prohibition exactly in the same terms as it emphasizes Avodah Zarah, etc., etc., and says the Rambam, for the eating of blood leads to a kind of idolatry, to the worship of spirits. Our law, says the Rambam, our law declared the blood as pure and made it the means of purifying other objects by its touch. And we know certain halachot that come from sprinkling blood on people in Shmot Chavtet and many, many other examples. And this is the opinion of the Rambam that's consistent with his opinion in general regarding the Mishkan and regarding the Avodah Bichlal as a response to the sin of the Ge'egel HaZahav and the Korbanot in general is somewhat of a response to Avodah Zarah. And the Ramban, as is well known, understand. So we have a few ideas of the meaning behind eating blood. I'd like to share one last one that Rav Yitzhak Breuer shares with us. He wrote many Sfarim, and one of the Sfarim was printed in 1951. The Sefer is called Nachliel. There actually is a yeshuv near Talmon, near Dolev, called Nachliel. And it's called that after Rav Breuer and his Sefer. Anyway, Rav Breuer in his Sefer addresses the context within which the Isser of blood occurs. It's not just in a vacuum, the Isser of eating blood. Actually, the Isser of eating blood is directly after the Isser of the Isser of eating blood comes directly after the Isser of eating chalev. Whereas in the Isser of eating blood, of drinking blood, is in Psukim Chaf Vav and Chaf Zayim of Perek Chaf Zayim. The Isser of eating chalev is right before that. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe l'mor. Chalev is certain kinds of fats, hard fats in various animals. Vaydaber says, Chavbet, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe l'mor. Daber el b'nei Yisrael l'mor, kol chalev shor v'chesev v'ez lo tochelu. You may not eat any of the chalev in ox, in sheep, or in goat. Chavdalet. V'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa, ye'yaseh l'chol malacha, v'yachol lo tochluhu. Even if the animal is a nevela, or if it's a treifa, you may do anything you want with this chelev, but you may not eat it. Ki chafhei, ki chol ochel chelev min ha-behima, asher yakriv mimena ishe l'ashem, v'nichreta ha-nefesh ha-ochelet me'ameha. And then the very next pasuk is v'chol dam lo tochlu b'chol moshotechem, etc. Anyone who eats chalev will get karet. So here we have the isser of chalev and we have the isser of dam. What connection, if any, is there between these two seemingly disparate isurim, chalev and blood? Says Rav Breuer, as the pasuk says, the blood keeps the animal alive. Its constant pumping sustains the animal's life. The chalev also sustains the animal. In dire circumstances, it's a source of reserve energy. They are both needed to keep the animal alive, and they both represent to us an animalistic, materialistic lifestyle whose only purpose is the pursuit of physical pleasures. Every act of eating, if it goes unchecked, can be a focus and can be a highlighting, and can be a strengthening of our animalistic side, physical side, a selfish side, materialistic side. In fact, when one focuses on materialism as a way of life, there is very little difference, chas v'shalom, between that person and an animal. They both live for the here and now, and they really both only care about living, about instant gratification. However, when we limit what we eat and we place an emphasis on eating to live rather than living to eat, as we say here at Shalavim, IOF, it's only food. When we do that, we can elevate an otherwise materialistic activity into a holy act, and we can transform an otherwise selfish lifestyle, chas v'shalom, to one with a higher purpose. In the case of a keves or a shor or an eiz, the chalev and the dam are brought on the mizbeach. And when we sacrifice ephemeral materialistic things for eternal spiritual pursuits, we elevate ourselves and hence we elevate the world around us. May we all be zoche to view the beautiful, wonderful gifts that God gives us as merely gifts, as gifts and vehicles and kelim to rise above the physical gifts that we receive, and to live, Emir Tzashem, with his blessings and with his strength, a holy, spiritual lifestyle. Have a Shabbat Shalom.